Now, you've heard of a man cave. Maybe you even have one. A retreat that's for you to tinker with your car or just sit back, watch telly, have a beer, maybe play pool. But it's also the name of an organisation that aims to empower boys to become great men. And the Man Cave is in town, teaming up with Upper Murray Family Care to bring you two free events in Wodonga and in Wangaratta this week. Now, Josh Glover is a facilitator with the Man Cave and has seen firsthand the positive impact that their programs can make. And Josh is with you now. Good morning.
Morning, Sandra. How are you?
Yeah, really well. Thank you. Hey, tell us about the Man Cave. Why did this begin?
Well, the Man Cave came out of a realisation that for our society in Australia, there's a bit of a crisis going on with men's mental health, particularly for young boys. They are unfortunately taking their lives at a rate that is far too high. And also because of their inability, often men's inability to manage their mental health, they're also acting in ways that end up causing violence to others and themselves. And so there was this feeling of like, wow, we need to be paying attention to our boys and equipping them with the tools that they need to thrive in this world and to actually support each other and support themselves.
Now, these couple of events that are coming up are a little bit different, well, mainly from the work that you guys do in schools. But can you tell us about that sort of work that you do?
In schools?
Yeah.
Yeah, we go into schools and a couple of us facilitators will run a full day program for a whole group of boys. And the whole idea is to take them on a journey that invites them into the kind of conversations and maybe some things that they haven't done before, which is really being able to speak to and articulate their emotional experience. And in doing so, be able to support their mates when they find out that their mates are going through a rough time, or be able to get support from their mates when they are going through a rough time. And the whole idea is that we take this whole group of boys together on a journey so that they can learn tools and ways of being there for each other, and also, really importantly, learn how to ask for help when they need it, because men were not taught very well how to do that.
And so what sort of impacts have you seen? You know, what have been the outcomes of some of these programs?
Many. We've worked with over 55,000 boys now, and there's huge amounts of them really enjoy the day and will recommend it to others and their peers and things like that. But one of the most powerful impacts that we see is actually just a couple of times I've been lucky enough to come back to schools a few times in a row, and I can speak from my own experience of seeing the incredible shift and change in the attitudes in these young guys who are so used to the story that they just have to tough it out alone, or they have to kind of man up and keep it all together and not show that they're weak. And then in future times we've come back, just seeing them being so much more able to be honest about how they're going. And also then be there for each other and their mates when their mates are also struggling. So, lucky enough to see many, many stories of them unfold.
That's terrific. These sessions that are coming up, so we've got one in Wodonga on Wednesday and one at Wangaratta on Thursday, and I'll give the details of that shortly, but these are specifically free sessions for parents or carers of boys?
Yeah, parents, carers, also people who may be involved in, just working with young people. People who have just a general concern for the well-being of young boys in the Wangaratta, Wodonga area. Like, we know you guys are out there on the front line caring for your young people, and we're just keen to offer some of the some of the tips and tricks we've learned along the way and sort of learn together, really. So, that's the idea.
Well, it sounds like it is going to be very worthwhile for people to head along to. I imagine we can just book through the venue or just head along?
Yeah, there's a bunch of signs up. Book through the venue. So we've got the Cube in Wodonga and WPACC, WPAC in Wangaratta.
Yep.
Just look it up, the Man Cave, and we're working with Upper Murray Family Care. So they're also, they've been promoting the event. They're great host for us, so they'll be the ones that we're working alongside.
Good stuff. Josh, good to speak with you. Thank you.
Thanks heaps, Sandra. Lovely to chat.